This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. The children hail from 14 states and union territories. The government confers the Bal Puraskar to recognize outstanding achievements in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee will receive a medal, certificate and citation booklet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Veer Bal Divas, a nationwide celebration honoring children as the foundation of India's future, today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He will also address the gathering on this occasion. In 2022, Mr. Modi announced that 26th December would be observed as Veer Bal Divas to pay tribute to the courage and sacrifice of the Sahibzades, the sons of Guru Gobind Singh, for their unwavering quest for justice. Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of the country's first ambitious and multipurpose Ken Betwa National River Linking Project in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh, on the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the country's first Omkareshwar Floating Solar Project and performed Bhumi Pujan for 1,153 Atal Gram Suhasan Bhavans. The Ken Betwa National River Linking Project will provide irrigation facilities to more than 8 lakh hectares of land. This project is expected to generate 103 megawatt of hydropower and 27 megawatt of solar power. The Prime Minister stated that the project would improve groundwater levels in the drought-prone Bundelkhand region, promote industrialization, boost investment and tourism, and provide employment opportunities. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also released a stamp and a coin in memory of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah dedicated more than 10,000 newly established multipurpose primary agricultural cooperative societies and dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation. Mr. Shah distributed registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies at a function in New Delhi. He remarked that the Modi government is strengthening the rural economy by promoting cooperatives. He also announced that the government would establish 2 lakh primary agricultural credit societies well ahead of the 5-year target. In Kazakhstan, several people are feared dead after a passenger plane crashed yesterday with approximately 70 people on board. Authorities in Azerbaijan, where the flight originated, reported at least 30 survivors. Azerbaijan Airlines flight J28243 caught fire while attempting an emergency landing near the Kazakh city of Aktau. The plane was en route to Grozny in Russia but was diverted due to fog. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz has announced that Israeli forces will continue to maintain security control over the Gaza Strip, a move that may complicate ongoing ceasefire negotiations. During a visit to a buffer zone along the Gaza-Egypt border, Katz emphasized that security control in Gaza would remain under the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF. He specified that Israeli forces would retain positions in security zones, buffer areas and key control points within the territory. Katz described the measures as essential for ensuring the safety of Israeli communities. Celebrated Malayalam writer and filmmaker M.T. Vasudevan Nair, often referred to as M.T., passed away at a private hospital in Kozhikode last night. He was 91 years old. A prolific and versatile storyteller, M.T.'s literary and cinematic works had a profound impact on Malayalam literature and cinema. Many of his works have been translated into various languages. Kerala government has declared state mourning for today and tomorrow. In weightlifting, Martina Devi clinched a silver medal in the women's junior plus 87 kg category at the Asian Junior Championships in Doha yesterday. The 18-year-old from Manipur lifted a total of 225 kg to secure second place. She also won a silver medal for her clean and jerk effort and a bronze for her snatch. In cricket, India will face Australia in the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne this morning. The match is scheduled to begin at 5 a.m. Indian time. Both teams have won one match each in the five-match series. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions in parts of Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh for today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.